The Insurrection Act is an 1807 law that gives the president authority to deploy the military without congressional approval. Ironically, U.S. postal workers who were handed essential worker letters earlier this month were already worried about the possibility of President Trump invoking the Insurrection Act. KPFA spoke with a postal worker on the condition of anonymity who received a letter on Saturday, January 10th, just 3 days after ICE agent Jonathan Ross fatally shot Renee Good, who had been observing ICE and then trying to drive away as ICE agents tried to open her car door. The letter stated that in the event of large-scale emergencies, epidemics, hurricanes, and civil unrest, in which states or localities may issue curfew orders or directives restricting travel, that the rules would not apply to or prevent U.S. postal workers from reporting to and doing their work.
I'm a career letter carrier in the Bay Area.
Talk about the letter you got and how it resembled or reminded you of the one from the pandemic times.
Everybody in our post office got two letters. One was a letter from the head of human resources letting us know that we are essential workers and that if we get stopped by the local police, that we should show them this letter to get clear passage through. And the letter mentioned pandemics, civil unrest, I forget what else. But it was kind of curious because we're not in the middle of a pandemic, and there is some civil unrest that has been brought about by the administration. And so the rumor was that this was in advance of President Trump invoking the Insurrection Act, and that they were giving us all this letter now so that in the event that martial law is established and the states push back on that, that we'd still be allowed to finish our duties.
And where does that rumor come from?
Some more senior people in my office felt that way. And then there's also some chatter on Reddit. There's some subreddits about the post office, and people picked up this thread, and there's some Substack information about this too.
Okay.
Where people were concerned about it. And you know, it's just a rumor and no one really knows, but it was given to us with no context at all.
When probed about the possibility of U.S. postal workers being targeted by ICE, the postal worker shared that while not all postal workers are citizens, they all must provide documentation that they are legally able to work in the United States. However, the workers have been warned not to interfere with ICE.
We did have another stand-up, which is like an all-hands discussion about not interfering with ICE and not interfering. This was a couple months ago, about making sure that we weren't using our postal vehicles or our bodies to impede any kind of enforcement actions by ICE or the Border Patrol.
How does this land with you?
It was just strange. It was scary because I believe in democracy and I don't want our country to be taken over by a fascist dictator. And it seems to me we're headed down that road. And so when it's given to you with no context and no one has any answers about why we're getting this now, it just raised some questions.
KPFA reached out to the United States Postal Service on Wednesday, January 14th, one day ahead of President Trump's threat of invoking the Insurrection Act in the state of Minnesota. James McKean, the senior public relations representative from Washington, D.C., responded with a written statement saying only that the postal workers received a reissuance of the essential services letter. When KPFA probed further, asking about the timing and the frequency of such a notice, the Postal Service did not respond. For Pacifica, KPFA, I'm Sharon Sabota.